and welcome to the At YouTube podcast, episode number 71, which you can find at goodstuff.fm/ATU2/71. We're talking all things YouTube, album news, tour dates. And for this particular episode, if you're hoping for a discussion of music, the which guitar Edge is using on which track, the kind of shades Bono's wearing at Trafalgar Square the other day, that's not going to be what we're talking about this episode. We're going to be talking purely about buying tickets for a U2 concert this episode. We've got a special guest on the show. We've got Big Wave from the Zootopia forums. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris. Hello.
Are you still there? You're there? Good.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm
technology willing. This will all work. That's good. So we are streaming, potentially we're streaming live to Periscope, Twitch, YouTube, all the things possibly here. And hopefully they're all working. But at any rate, you're here in a capacity as a fellow fan wanting to help other fans and sort out this whole big ticketing thing. Because in 2017, it requires essays, podcasts, and many frequently asked questions in order to buy tickets for a rock concert. Is that fair to say?
Yes, right. Well, okay. So I'm John Big Wave from Zootopia. And tomorrow is the U2 Experience and Instant pre-sale on U2.com. So we're getting lots of questions over there. I'm on Twitter under various guises, some of them disguises. So tonight I'm following the U2.com Zoom Mods account. I've just retweeted this podcast. So what we're going to try and do is, there's lots of questions being asked online and offline. So we're trying to answer as many as we can in Zootopia on U2.com, the forums. If anyone hasn't been there, go across there. There's loads to read. First place to look, I would say, is go to the U2.com/help pages, the FAQs that have been updated recently. And that's the first place. Every time you've got a question, go there, read it, reread it. And if it's not clear, come into the forums. Even if it is clear, I know at U2 have great forums too. So, but what we're trying to do in Zootopia here tonight is, answer some of the questions that keep coming up in a like this with a reference. We can look back at this and hopefully this helps things along, puts people's minds at rest, and maybe I can point some people to places online to look at. Maybe I can answer some questions direct, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's the idea, to try and help things along.
So we've got some of you put together, and I asked the At U2 crew as well, sort of in our back behind the scenes show prep. We're now up to 12 of the most frequently asked questions about buying tickets for the Experience and Innocence tour as it relates to the presale code, primarily presale stuff happening tomorrow, depending on where you are in the world and when you listen to this, but Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. So if you're listening to this on Friday, it's too late, but you might get something new out of it. So I'm going to run down the list and we'll do our best to answer them. And like Big Wave said, definitely refer back to the u2.com/help forum or site, and then the various forums as well. Post this. I myself am not an expert in pre-sale codes and ordering tickets and all that kind of stuff, but there are lots of people who will be able to help you, hopefully, if you're anxious and worried and nervous about getting tickets to this thing, which, by the way, the tour is going to be fun and awesome. That's going to be a highlight and something we're going to be talking about on the podcast lots as it happens and lead up to it and when it launches and all that kind of stuff. So that'll all be covered and talked about ad nauseum, don't worry. But so the first question that we had was, will I get a presale code with my current subscription? And by subscription, we mean U2.com fan club subscription, right? Is that, just to clarify even that part, okay. I guess.
Okay. That's, I think, simple. If you go to U2.com/profile, if you go there, anyone goes there. If you're green, you're good to go. Pretty much, that's the first thing. You had to do it by yesterday, fill in the links to set up your US Ticketmaster, link that. And the thing is that with, I think we've got more options and I don't like to say it, but there is a few more hoops to jump through this time round with a verified fan thing. We had a good chat about that, and I understand why people are doing it. Not everyone agrees with it, but here's the other thing with it. It's this thing for YouTube.com, it's new, and it's a new way of using the verified fan thing. Slightly different to how other bands have been using it. So basically, if you profile, YouTube.com/profile, you need to be a subscriber. If it's green, you're good to go. Here's a caveat with that, right? Part of the verified fan thing, it's designed to look out for, to stop people ticket touting. It's there in black and white. This has been put in place to try and get tickets to fans, like first and foremost. So buying habits are taken into account, like, because you've linked your Ticketmaster account to YouTube.com. Even though you're green to go, as it were, you've done all the things. If you're a ticket tout, you won't get a code. It's as simple as that.
And for North American ticket touters, like someone who buys a bunch of tickets, resells them, that kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that could have been... you might still be green to go, but your previous ticket buying habits, because you've linked to your Ticketmaster account, if it's like, you know, I don't know how they do these things, but all it means is if you're green to go, you're eligible via YouTube.com to get a code. Now, part of the verified fan thing is that if you're identified as unusual ticket buying habits, then that might prevent you from getting a code. Now, it shouldn't affect any genuine fan. Simple as that. It doesn't mean because you buy two tickets, and like a lot of fans, we like to go to every show. It's not, I think people know that. Don't worry about that.
It's more the like buying 10 tickets for every show or 50 That's tickets it, yeah. for one show yeah. or whatever, some sort of weird. So just for my own, or what I'm seeing when I log in, because there's a little checkbox or sort of list of things you need to do above the either setup complete or setup incomplete. Mine's currently incomplete because I'm actually not I'm going to show my cards here and say I'm not actually a fan club member right now. So you can kick me out of the YouTube fan club.
No.
But I'm not actually paying to be in there anyway, so it doesn't matter. But so other than that, though, I've agreed to receive SM messages from them. I've selected my mobile country code and submitted that. I've tied my Ticketmaster account together. So that's some of the... like you said, hoops, but it is relatively simple. Like, it does walk you through it and shows you what you need to do still that isn't done yet to get that connected. So if you've done all that, then you should get a pre-sale code, is the idea?
Yes. If you're an active paid subscriber and your setup's green, you should be good to go. Now, if you need to have done that by yesterday, it's no good doing it now because...
I'm too late.
Well, it's no good doing it now for tomorrow's pre-sale, I should say.
Yeah.
Anything else around that? One question that came up was, I've used the previous pre-sale code from the Joshua Tree tour.
Right.
But I've resubscribed since. Then you don't need to resubscribe again. You know, this is not like, I've seen some comments saying, or even though we've just resubscribed, you want us to do it again, like, but that is not necessarily the case.
Right.
If you're green to go, I'm told, then you should get a pre-sale code.
And we'll underline periodically through the episode just that this is not from Bono's mouth to your ears. We are fans trying to help everybody get along here. Yes, so we're not...
I'm in a lucky position. I work with the guys on the main YouTube.com site. I help them out with different things. Great to be able to do that. I've got the chance to ask everyone some... like one-to-one questions, some Live Nation guys. Django and Tim been fantastic with answering the questions we've put up. And so I'm trying to interpret and understand like things. This is me saying it. This is not a YouTube.com official position. This is me trying to you know, interpret, which is like, and anything that comes up tonight that we're not sure of, and I go away thinking, oh, that's important, I'll send off an email and I'll put that up in the Zootopia and we'll tweet it out on the U2 Zoom Mods account, which is at U2.com Zoom Mods. Watch out for that one. And I've got a load of questions to answer from today and yesterday on there. So I don't know if we'll be able to put everyone's mind at rest or answer all the questions tonight, but it's an ongoing thing. And we're going to be around, the mods are going to be around tomorrow as the pre-sale goes live, as we always are. A lot of people come over at the Zootopia and share like any problems or, yeah, we've got tickets. So, you know, we'll be around as it happens, as it were.
Right, right. So the second question on the list was, I don't want to go to any U.S. Canadian dates. There's only one Canadian date. I'll just throw my bitter Canadian comment in there. Only to the European Union. Do I have to register now for this?
No, well, no, was a simple fact. it only affected, or it only affects. If you want to go to the North American shows, if you were in Europe, you had to register a North American Ticketmaster account and to be eligible. But if you're not going to North American shows, don't worry about it. There's nothing in place for Europe yet.
Right.
But yeah, I've asked about it, and it's still being planned, I guess. It's not finalized.
All right. Number three was, what's the number of tickets that I can purchase with my pre-sale code? And before you answer that, I'll just say, for anybody watching on Periscope, Twitch, or YouTube, I believe, knock on wood and technology willing, your chats should be coming through so I can see them. So if you have questions as we're talking, feel free to throw those in wherever you happen to be chatting and watching from. And hopefully it all works out. If I happen to miss it, you can tweet at me. I'm iChris on Twitter, and I'll try and throw in your conversations too. Obviously, if you're listening to this later, it won't be live as it is right now. But yeah, so how many tickets can I purchase with my pre-sale code?
Okay, it's short. For you two, .com subscribers tomorrow, it's 2 tickets per subscription, and you can only have 1 subscription per person, but a husband and a wife might have a separate subscription,
right?
And sometimes you get a whole family thing to watch out for, which shouldn't be a problem, but use a bit of common sense. If there's 4 people in a household all using the same credit card, same address, that might be a red flag to, is that something we'll be watching out for? It's pretty easy to spot when there's full families or members, subscribers. So just use a different card for your husband, your wife, if you can. That's common sense, really. So it's 2 for the U2.com subscription.
Right.
So, and I'm trying not to get too worried about other pre-sales, because I know there's a City card that's coming up. I believe they have different amounts and rules. First thing is, we get first dibs. I've been assured U2.com subscribers will get the best choice of tickets, and we are first before anybody else. All these tickets you see on StubHub and all of these reselling sites, fake tickets. Do not buy them, right? And complain to StubHub. We mods get all the time. People get annoyed. These tickets seem to be up for sale before they've even gone on sale. And I don't understand how that process works, but do not buy them. That's from me, John. don't do it. At the moment, the fake tickets, because there's none on sale. Simple as that.
Yeah, there can't be any.
So, yeah, exactly. And fans need to contact StubHub and contact, and I don't know. I don't want to get into that, but it's a sore point with many fans. And so we get 2 in the pre-sale. I think Citibank get 4 per card. Can you use them both together? That's another question. Yes, you can, but be sensible, right? If you're going to get 2 from U2.com and you're going to get up to 4 from Citibank, you should be okay. Personally, this is what I would keep under the limit. I would go for 2 U2.com, 2 from Citibank. You've got 4. Also, there's there's a general sale as well that's coming up, and I believe there is an allocation on. If you get two in the pre-sale, if you get two in Citibank, you can also buy in the general sale for each individual show. Now, I'm not 100% sure what the absolute limit will be, but I can't see a problem if you're a genuine fan and you want to go to multiple shows and you're buying two tickets for them. I can't see a problem in doing that.
Well, and you would assume, I'm not asking you to say that this is what's happening for sure, because we don't really know, I don't think, but like, it's, you generally want to avoid anything that will set off the machine algorithms that are looking for certain patterns. So like you said, using the same credit card for multiple accounts. Well, just try having a second credit card for your son or your dog's tickets that you're buying or whatever you happen to do. Yeah. Not to like break the rules, but just to save yourself any extra hassle, because you might get flagged and then you'll probably get unflagged eventually, but obviously you don't want that happening while you're trying to buy tickets and you're doing all that kind of stressful activity. Okay, question number four was, I subscribed in the last year at some point. Do I have to resubscribe again for my U2.com fan club membership?
No, well, the rule was, is, if you 2016-17 subscription, if you used your code to go and see a Joshua Tree tour, and then you've already resubscribed for 2017-2018, and you haven't used it, you didn't use it for another Joshua Tree show, then you'll get a code. If it's green, you'll get a code. What I ask for is some kind of cutoff date. Like, was there a cutoff date if I just subscribed last week? Will I need to resubscribe again? And the answer would be no. So again, it's a bit of a there's a lot of different questions asked around that are specific to people's accounts. So what we have advised is, people contact the customer services via the help page. Ring them up if you can. That's u2.com/help. And if it's not a more general query, we always say, oh, they're the best people to talk to because they've got access to your account details. And, we send people over there.
Right.
And if they still don't get answered and come back to us, then we can escalate it.
Raise a little HE double hockey stick, maybe. In the chat room, YouTube Vinyl Addict asked, have ticket prices for North America been confirmed? I don't believe they have, but have they?
Ticket prices for North America. Is that
the
question? Right. So if Max is around, or Michelle, I've been out and about today, and I was in London at the weekend at the Trafalgar Square show. Oh, nice. So it was great. It was a fantastic event. But it meant I need to catch up. So I'm doing that tonight.
Come back to that.
What was that question again?
Have ticket prices for North America been confirmed yet?
Okay. So I'm not sure, but we can find that out quite easily.
I haven't seen anything yet to indicate that, but I'm also doing other things while I work on this. So, or not right now, but question number five was, how many tickets total can I buy across both pre-sales and then the general sale when that opens up? So let's just say, take the Citibank part out of the equation. For most fans, let's say it's their club membership gets them two, right?
Yeah.
And then
that's right.
When the general sale comes out, how many tickets can they buy then? Do you know?
I think it's four per show. I'm pretty sure it's four per show.
Okay.
But let me have another look at that.
Yeah, let me
follow up. Don't quote me on it.
Yeah.
And if anyone is in any doubt, best thing to do is to go to the Ticketmaster site of that particular show, because usually there is a general guideline across the leg, and if it's four, it's usually four for every show. But I have known, I'm pretty sure, sometimes it's slightly different for each venue. So the venue might have a say in the matter.
Yeah.
Or I think that's how it works, but I'm pretty sure you can get your two and then you can get four. But again, you will have to have registered as a verified fan for each show that you plan to go to. That's part of the process.
Right. That's what I think the verified fan thing people maybe think is just for pre-sale, but actually the whole tour is being sold that method, correct? Like they're Or am I misunderstanding?
See, the verified fan thing for us, for subscribers, is tailored a little bit to work for us. Right, how can I put this? I'm just going to put it how I was told it. We're not getting any of that market bullshit, all right? That's so, right, you know, I thought that sums it up. And right. And I hope, like, you know, yeah, that's, I think that's a great, it's simple enough as to understand. So it's not there for that. It's for there to try and do what we have been told. Yeah. You know, keep the tickets in the hands of
the fans. Yeah. Larry Mullen Band also just followed up. I'm guessing that's might be somebody on our side or your side. I'm not sure, but 4 tickets per show via Ticketmaster General on sale is what they're saying.
Well done. Thank you.
They also asked, the Larry Mullen Band also asked, though, are GA tickets credit card entry only? So I don't know if that's been sorted yet.
Well, I asked this specific question and I got a reply yesterday. All formats will be available, whatever that means. So
if you want to
find that out.
Yeah, swap your horse and buggy for an entry or something. We'll see. No, but presumably they'll have more than just. But
I know what people lost, like credit card entry for GA, wasn't it last time all round? And some people like that. Some people didn't like it. I don't know how I felt about it. I didn't have an opinion. It was just the way it was.
Yeah,
didn't have a big problem with it. Don't know if it worked.
It went slow in Vancouver at the opening show, but I think they got things ironed out. That was maybe that's why Canada only got one show this tour.
I know in New York, for instance, you're not allowed to do credit card entries, are you? Still, that's still. So I don't know until tomorrow, but make of that what we can. All formats will be available. So. Yeah.
Question 6 was, will the code only be sent by SMS? Could I receive it via email? Will it appear in my profile on youtube.com/profile as before?
Okay. I've just got a message earlier about this. Let me read it.
Throw a little Bono in.
Drop of megalomania, touch of generosity, dash of self-promotion.
Okay.
Is that enough distraction?
No, that I recognize that voice.
What I tend to favor is sandalwood.
Yes, he does. Very nice. It smells too. Okay. So, yeah, text is SMS, sorry, I should say, is the preferred format of delivery.
Okay.
Now, I think if your phone's off or it goes down or you're not in a network zone, I think you might get an email as well.
Another one, we're not to quote us on that
SMS preferred delivery. I've seen that some fans were saying they'd contacted customer service direct and they've been told that question, what if my phone goes off, or then they will get an email if the SMS doesn't get through. So again, we'll be keeping a close eye on that tomorrow, because that's, you know.
Yeah.
The mesh is
just make sure your phone's charged up and
absolutely. Yeah.
Larry Mullen Band says yes, they will follow up with email if text does not go through. I just don't know how, I guess if they get a bounce back on your text message, but if
that's
it goes through,
I think that's it.
Yeah, if it goes through, but you don't happen to see it right away or something like that, obviously they're not going to send the email right away. But presumably, if there's some sort of SMS networking error that they get back, then they'll send it over your email. Number 7, you kind of answered earlier, but just in case, we'll just go in order here. I've seen tickets offered in reselling sites like eBay, StubHub, etc. How come those are listed there?
Fake tickets.
Right. Hashtag fake tickets.
Absolutely.
That's Donnie's tickets for the show. Okay, number 8, will tickets be credit card entry again, which we kind of answered, I guess, Larry Mullen's question earlier. We kind of covered that one. Number 9, I think we kind of covered this too. If you have an account that has a code because you didn't use it for Joshua Tree, if you were to renew after the pre-sales began and you've used your code awarded, as you didn't use it for Joshua Tree Tour, do you get a new code with a new renewal? So in effect, they're asking, would I end up with 2 pre-sale codes, right? I think if I understand that all.
Yeah. I think that's what the, like, yeah, I get that. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think traditionally, we've always, once you've had a code for a tour or a big leg of a bigger tour, then you're not issued another one. It was slightly different, 360, because that went on another year. So people got a second code for that tour. But I think it's like a common sense approach in that if you get a code and you use it for this tour, for the North American leg, for instance, I wouldn't expect another code for the Europe leg. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know, because like I say, Europe, what happens after North America is still a bit of a, well, it's an unknown, basically. It's
kind of like this is being their test, where North Americans are the guinea pigs for how this all works out or not, in a sense.
You know, Sherry did a fantastic piece. I read it, and she's great, right? U2.com, Sherry, at U2.com, Sherry. Sherry, hello, Sherry. I met her in America all too briefly, and that was great. Some great pieces in there, and, you know, what was the question again?
You got distracted by Sherry's brilliance.
Well,
using two pre-sale codes, like one for before for the next tour, or a European tour or whatever.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't expect it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see, I guess, because if it's tied in with what happened. So this next, she made a good point, like in the way, great insights that I'd never even thought of, but the way that the kind of put marketing this tour, selling it to us, it's different to other in many ways. So the system we're using is new, tailored for this kind of tour, and it's kind of it. We'd all like it to know everything straight away, but it's not happening. I think best to do it how it's presented, sort of follow it through. Let's get this out the way, kind of done, hopefully successfully, and then what comes next will come next after that. Right. And we can make the argument regarding what the pre-sale rules would be. So no one's said, if you buy two tickets in this pre-sale for this leg of the tour, no one's really able to say what's going to happen, how that affects the next bit. That's what I'm trying to say. Right. If that makes sense.
Yeah. So now Sherry is logged on. I think she's on Periscope and Twitch getting her questions in. So we'll get,
hi, Sherry.
Hi. She says, I heard from some European fans concerned about cell phone numbers and codes. Is the zero issue resolved?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was a great thing that I've asked about specifically for that, because it, when you put your mobile phone number into your youtube.com/profile page, it's showing the zero for UK, for instance. So I've asked people to be aware of that, and I'm assured that it's okay. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
If you've got your mobile number in there and you've put it in correctly, leave it.
Question number 10. We also have hints of added international dates. We sort of cover this, but just so we make sure we dot all the I's and T's, how soon will those pre-sales kick off? And will it be, if you use your code for the first, like the North American dates, you're out of luck kind of idea. So we said basically you would be out of luck probably, or likely, we don't know that for sure, obviously, but likely you'd be out of luck for using your pre-sale code from North America in Europe. But there's nothing as far as like, no announcements for the European leg yet, or any tour dates, or any pre-sale code, or anything, right?
Well, here's the thing: if you get a pre-sale code and you don't use it, that's not going to rule you out of what comes next. It'll be an unused pre-sale code, so people needn't worry that they've done all the setup, made it complete, and then they decide they don't want to use the pre-sale code yet. They want to keep it for the next bit, then. That shouldn't be a problem because it's an unused pre-sale code. But if you've got one and you use it, there's no guarantee you're going to get another one for any other leg of this tour.
Is it fair to or to assume that your pre-sale code will get carried over to the next tour even? Like, is that safe to, in as much as we know, I guess, like?
The next bit?
Yeah.
That we don't know about. Yeah. Yeah. If it's an unused pre-sale code in this touring cycle, then yeah, I can't see any reason why. A scenario. If Europe's announced after Christmas in January, for instance, then the pre-sale code you're given tomorrow and you haven't used it should be, you should be able to use it then, or you'll get a replacement. I don't know, but you won't be ruled out, that's for sure. If you just because you've got one and you don't use it, shouldn't rule you out of what's next.
Right.
But if you do use it, you get one, you do use it, there's no guarantee that you will get another pre-sale code.
Okay. I'm going to go to the chat room here for a couple more questions before they scroll away. Bruce Augustine on Periscope asked, not sure if I missed it, but does anyone know the stage setup? Is it the same as the Songs of Innocence setup?
Good question.
We don't really know.
Complete unknown. Yeah. I've heard various things. I'm pretty sure it's going to be brand new.
All right. But we don't know for sure. So as far as where you're getting, obviously GA will be GA, but if you're looking to buy a seat somewhere, then you would, I guess I would go with the idea that it'll be similar, but then who knows? We don't really know that how it all play out. But
looking at some of the setups on the Ticketmaster sites, they look quite similar to the Innocence setup, and there looks to be a red zone. People are asking, is there a red zone? There looks to be. As to any of the design, the layout, honestly, I don't have a clue on that at the moment.
Max Finker 751 says, so it pays to save a pre-sale code if possible. Yes, you would. Don't use it unless you plan to go to a show. Yeah. I know that's not exactly what you're asking, but just you can, it probably would save to make sense to save it if you're going to go to a later show.
Yeah, here's the thing. Don't sell it. Don't share it. Okay. This is an important thing. Okay. Some fans share things. We all share tickets with each other. It's just what we do, you know. But if you share a pre-sale code, you run the danger of getting flagged up as something that you're not, even though you're sharing your pre-sale codes with friends. Don't do that. The best thing to do is to use it yourself, buy the tickets, and then the tickets are yours. You can give them to a friend that way. But please don't share pre-sale codes. People do it, and the people will still do it. I know, we're only human. But this is from me, John. Don't do it, right? Because, you know, you run the risk of being flagged in this new verified. I know there's some fantastic, like, underground Facebook groups, right? It's a great community. I'm biased, but it's the best fan community for any band. I think. Mm-hmm. But we start things out for the right reasons and wanting to help each other out, and things can get, you know, can go tits up, as they say in the UK. If you start to kind of trying to manipulate us, things too much. And I've learned this by experience. Something, you know, this, the new song, he's a plug for the new song, Get Out of Your Own Way.
Yeah.
It's sometimes that's the, even though you want to help, sometimes you just got to let the process happen and be there and for, you know, keeping an eye on when it kind of isn't doing what it should. But
and then,
go on, yeah.
I was going to say, definitely don't complain afterwards if you do get flagged when you're doing some stuff that's outside of the rules, even though you're trying to help each other out. Sometimes that happens too. It's just the way they have to. The few scammers and the whatever kind of make it suck for the rest of us, and so that's why we have to jump through a few hoops to try and prevent those folks from getting tickets, I guess. But Sherry said, some people have set up complete but have not renewed their subscription even though they used a Joshua Tree code. Is their setup really complete? So if they're green to go, then they should that's be green to told. Go, right? Yeah.
We'll find out tomorrow, and if people are green to go and then not getting a code, that's what we'll be ready for. Straight away, you can spot patterns. And we'll try and flag that up as quickly as possible.
On Twitter, someone, I don't have their name, but they said, I'm in the Innocence group. I haven't received a code on my phone yet. Should I expect it tomorrow or Wednesday? So they haven't sent out codes yet, right?
Yeah, no. They come tomorrow. So like when pre-sales open, let me just check this. I've got like some of the word. And
Max Overdrive, yes, we are talking U2 to you.
Okay.
I know it's not the actual podcast.
Right. So it's 10 a.m. Pre-sales begin for the experience group tomorrow, Tuesday, the 14th of November. Pre-sales begin 10 a.m. local time for the experience group tomorrow. So SMSs will be sent out just ahead of that. So you will get your pre-sale code via SMS before 10 a.m. In fact, yeah.
Possibly wink.
In the morning. So at the Innocence group on Wednesday the 15th, there's a slight difference. It's in timings in that all the pre-sales for that go on sale 10 a.m. Pacific time, PT. So tomorrow experience group is 10 a.m. local time to the venue. Wednesday, 10 a.m. Pacific time across the board. So it's a slightly different, but again, that group will receive before 10 a.m. They will receive by SMS the pre-sale code.
Right.
That's the plan.
Okay. We're here. Ken Cunningham asked, do you think Red Zone will be improved and worth it this time? So there's some complaints. Was it the Joshua Tree maybe, or where the Red Zone was a little bit obscured or something maybe, and not quite as fans were a little bit frustrated, I guess, as to where it actually was. So we don't know yet on the stage layout, right? So
I think that's interesting. I was around the Red Zone. I was in the Red Zone for a little bit, just visiting. I tell you what, it's hard to get in there if you're not a Red Zone. It's the toughest place to get into, even if you've got like access to other places. They're very tight, and they seem to look after everyone really well. So I haven't heard that many complaints that it was like not a great spot, but interesting. I'm sure it'll be fantastic, the Red Zone.
And one more from Sherry. She's our ticket buying guru here, or Nazi, as the case may be, depending on where you are in the world. Codes are linked to your account, your address, and your linked billing address with Ticketmaster. All of that will be cross-checked. Correct is what I would assume. So make sure you're the same person everywhere. Basically, is kind of the idea, right? Like you don't want to be showing up as
good question, but that's probably the next. I don't have that much knowledge about the actual Ticketmaster system. Mm-hmm. So I assume, I don't know is the answer to that, but let me understand again. So what she's saying is
just that your billing address, your on your U2.com subscription or U2.com fan club account and your address and stuff would be tied or cross-checked with your Ticketmaster billing address and your address, that kind of stuff. Credit card address, all that kind of stuff. Sort of just, there's some sort of algorithms in the machine to make sure that Big Wave is actually Big Wave on his credit card and on his U2 fan club and on his everywhere else, his GeoCities, his Facebook, his, no, not that far down the road, but.
It's a good question. I don't know. I couldn't say, and I'll keep trying. Going to say I would assume so, but I hate assumptions. So
especially when I understand people's hesitance and need to know, we're also hesitant to say stuff because we don't want to have you rely completely on what we say when it comes to buying your ticket for the tour that you were hoping to, you know, spend a bunch of money on and all that kind of stuff and have a great experience with. We don't want to ruin that for you by saying something out of turn, so we'll do our best, but all bets are off when it comes to actually getting your tickets and all that kind of stuff. We'll try and provide you as best information as possible. Question number 11 was, if I get a code Tuesday, so tomorrow as we record this, and only use it for one show, will I get a new code if I want to buy a second ticket for a different show that has not yet been announced, or will that code work twice as long as I haven't reached my maximum two ticket limit? So I buy a ticket for Montreal, yes, and then I save my one other presale code. I can use that again, presumably even for a European leg of this same tour. In theory.
Right, there's the thing. That's a separate thing. So, yes, to can I use it across two North America? Because remember, this is the only thing that's announced. We all kind of know that the next bit's coming after this. But pre-sale code, you can buy one ticket in one place in North America for first leg, and you can use the same pre-sale code for your second ticket in North America. Yes, that should be fine. We asked about that. But could you hold on to one for Europe? I don't know. And if you did, and right, he...
we stumped him.
I know that that might affect, you know, maybe run it to the hundreds of people. I'm trying to think that might want to do that. They might want to
travel alone. Like I know we have listeners, Fabiano, in Brazil who might get a North American ticket for one show and want to get a ticket for the whatever Dublin show or whatever. We don't know what's going to be on, but all that kind of stuff. And so then just do I save my question or do I, save my tickets?
Well, that did come up in the conversation, and the answer was because Europe isn't finalized. And whatever,
right?
That could, we couldn't say yes or no. I would say if anyone has a problem with this, here's what I'll be able to do. And they did that specifically, expecting it would still work for Europe. I'm pretty sure we could. It's not going to be running into the thousands. And if it runs into dozens, then we could make an argument to say, right, you know, it wasn't clear at the time. People have, you know, and I think people, I would make an argument for.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, as Tasula said, this is her question. So, and she also, referring back to the Red Zone, she said she loved the Red Zone. So I know we had some back and forth in the YouTube forum or Slack or whatever for just about the Red Zone stuff and debate that. But I would say at the end of this, the presale codes they're not costing YouTube any money or the organizer or Live Nation or whoever. It's just a matter of getting fans in. So at the end of the day, I would guess, I'm not speaking as YouTube, but they want their fans to get into the show. So if it's a matter of getting your pre-sale code, hopefully you think that they would, like you said, that they would help you get that access or whatever, if it's just
absolutely
one ticket. So
absolutely. I can say that yes is the answer to that. And the great thing about being part of the Zootopia team, the mods, we get to know people, even if it's just via email. We all follow Twitter. And we know who the fans are. We know, and when people come to us, problem, if we can't sort it out, we can point them in the right direction.
Yeah.
And for stuff like this, I can't see it being a problem. But saying that, I don't rely on. I don't know. It's a good point. It hasn't been resolved. I will personally kind of would. Anyone in that position who used one code for America, expecting they could use it for Europe, I think we could help them in the future.
But yeah, as with all things, fine print, read. There's no guarantees in any of it. Yeah. There's no guarantee that there's a European leg. I mean, logically there would be, but you never know. So
on that point, people were a bit worried, and there is a caveat somewhere in the small print that says, even though you jump the hoops, they get your setup complete green. They've said it says in the small print, I'm still not guaranteed a pre-sale code, and that is true because if you again, that goes down to the verified fan thing. Basically, it's kind of a if you're a tout, you won't get a pre-sale code. Simple as that.
And pre-sale code doesn't guarantee you a ticket, right? Is that a fair?
Pre-sale code doesn't guarantee your ticket, but
should
it should, if you, yeah, because we are ahead of everyone else. And,
yeah.
It could be if one event like show was particularly popular and, you know, doesn't guarantee your ticket, but as near as damn it.
Not to put fear in anybody, but I just mean, you know, in the big scheme of things, like if every pre-sale code person bought a ticket for the opening show, let's say, theoretically, they only have 10,000 for pre-sale or whatever, and those get sold and they get a ticket or something. I don't know. However it might work. But
Have you heard anything? Have you heard something? Is that the plan?
I don't know.
Are we all going to the first show?
I'm sure there's plenty of folks planning to head there. It is an interesting choice of location to start the tour off. Yeah. I don't know if you have any wisdom to share in that regard, but I'll just say to the folks listening, wherever you happen to be in the world, we've got one more official question listed that we'll cover here, and then we'll take some, you know, 10 minutes or so after to chat. And if you have any further questions, feel free to type it into Periscope, Twitch, YouTube, wherever you happen to be. Hopefully I'm seeing them. I'm not seeing any YouTube ones. So if you're on YouTube, those might not be coming through, or maybe there's just nobody watching on YouTube. It's not that popular a site, who knows, but so we'll cover any other questions you might have before we wrap up with Big Wave, and then you might have even a few minutes after the official podcast is done to throw any more questions at him. So the question number 12 was, what is the preferred method to access the Ticketmaster purchase page? Should we just go straight to Ticketmaster, or should we go to u2.com first and click the buy link from there? Any idea on that one?
Yep. Easy one. Go to u2.com/tours and the link will be there. That's the only link that you should be following. Like
on the city, like Tulsa will say buy a ticket.
Yeah, Tulsa will be a link directly to the right page on Ticketmaster. And even on your mobile device, there'll be a link there that takes you to the mobile Ticketmaster site. So this is what worked out last time, and I think this is the what we're told to advise people.
Okay.
Go to u2.com/tour. It's not tours, sorry. u2.com/tour. Scroll down. If you want to go to Tulsa, there'll be a link in the morning right next to it. Click on that. And if those links aren't working, that's one thing. We'll be able to report straight away, and they get fixed pretty quickly. So I can't advise anyone to use any other links. There will be links in directly from Ticketmaster, but I would say quickest way, u2.com/tour, and the city link specific to that date should take you to the correct page.
Right. Yeah, here, we'll just throw this. That page. There we go. Anybody watching?
That's the one, yeah.
Should be able to. So somewhere in there, whether it's, you know, where the comments are or whatever.
So where you can see Tulsa there, Wednesday, May the 2nd, towards the right where it says comments, usually the link's over there. Obviously, there's none there yet, but the guys will be prepping all that up and testing them
right
at the moment. And they should go live ahead of the pre-sale starting tomorrow.
Okay.
So I would go on there 8-9 o'clock local time. They should be there ready for you.
All right. I'm just going to go to the chat room here. Let's see. Larry Mullenben, will there be a U2.com fan club contest for U2 listening party in New York City? Nothing's been announced, or is it?
Off topic. I haven't heard anything, but here's the thing with that. That's interesting because I was down at the event on Saturday, Trafalgar Square, and that was an MTV event. So u2.com, we don't organize events, but we the u2.com guys are usually there. We always ask for stuff, tickets, and other people do ticketing. But on Saturday I was there, and we got to give a few away to people who didn't have them. So I was chatting to some long-time fans outside, and we got them in, basically. That's not a guarantee. That was like, we're not always able to do that. And I haven't heard anything. So what happens when stuff's on? It can go right down to the wire.
Right.
Sometimes we get to know ahead, and there's different ways that the people organize. I think when I kind of started doing this, and for a long time after, and often I still do now, you just assume U2.com knows everything. But remember, it's people who are kind of looking after the website. And it's not like a thing. It's made up by people. So what am I trying to say? Not everybody always knows everything, what's going on. It's sometimes things come as a bit of a... But we always try to, when we can, make a lobby to get subscribers in. That's it. And if we could get subscribers into everything, that would be great. But remember, we're just one part of a big business, you know. YouTube is a massive machine. And so keep an eye on the forums. And it's good to read that people do ask the question, because it reminds me to ask when I get the chance, and let people know, oh, this is coming up. Any chance of some tickets for the subscribers? And, you know, that's one of the... I love being Santa Claus, right?
non-video watchers, he's not wearing his beard, but yeah.
That's how it feels like. But I never take anything for granted. I always think it's great. So, you know, your subscribers, especially the old timers, you know, we often say, we should have, like, there should be subscribers should get this. I've subscribed for like 20 years, and I respect that. I really do. And nobody takes anything for granted here. I don't assume we're going to get subscribers into everything. But where we can, I try to make sure.
Yeah,
we lobby for it, and we get it out to proper fans. What is a proper fan? You're going to say,
we won't go there.
Proper fans. Don't go there. Jeez.
Kath P22 says, "Hi, will there be shows in Australia, and we'll throw on New Zealand as well?" So we don't know that yet.
No,
but maybe take your hat off if there is, and leave your hat on if there isn't. No,
I would love to. Australia shows, and
Max,
I'm sure. Bono has said, hasn't he? He'd love to be out there. So, yeah. You know, read between the lines and listen to what they say. They give stuff away themselves.
Bono talking. Give him a pint. Max Sukino said, never forget to keep checking periodically UT.com, Zootopia, and official social media, obviously.
That's Max is it, and Michelle, our mods and me.
Oh, there you
go. Zootopia. So hi, Max. So what we're going to do with this also, if you go across to Zootopia later, I'll play this back, and we'll do the Q&A thing, and we're going to be around, like I say, from now till pre-sales end, and then we're going to have a drink.
Yeah, there's some comments about Bono's creative tax affairs, which is beyond what we're going to talk about. Sherry says,
"Well, he did make a statement about it. Anyone is kicking off about that. One of my friends always brings that up, and look at the statement he made. You know,
yeah. Every U2 fan gets that's the one time either they don't talk to us about the music, they come and talk to us when some random music or tax evasion thing or financial affairs come to light or whatever, which is not that this is tax evasion necessarily, but that's the one time all the U2 fans get pestered by their non-U2 fan friends. Sherry's saying the confusion is that for city pre-sale and general sale, we had to select a city. U2.com's pre-sale hasn't required us to select a city. Is that why we have to go through U2.com first? Did you follow?
That's you're going to get to the right page, hopefully. For every confidence that everything's being checked and rechecked. So I'm not aware that you had, well, no, there was no way to select the specified city ahead of the pre-sale. I think you get the choice in the U2.com pre-sale. You pick which one you go to and use your code for, or across two. If you pick one for one, one for the next, that should work.
Yeah, the North American one, you had to, like, even for me, even though I'm not a Greenlight Go person, when I was signing up to verify my account,
that's right,
you had to select a city originally that you might be going to. So presumably that's tied in somewhere. But yeah, u2.com/tour.
That's for the general sale, isn't it?
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you, when you go to try and buy a ticket or for the general sale, you need to be a verified fan.
Right.
Now, I believe. And so that, and I think you had to sign in per city regarding that. I haven't looked too much at that because, again, we are focusing on the pre-sale first.
Yeah.
But we're not going to run off and abandon everyone after that.
You're only having one drink, not 10, right? That's the...
Yeah, well, and even when it comes to general sales, we always around and, you know, it's not the case of, like, people really want people to get the tickets they want and, you know, at the price they're advertised for. Nobody wants to, the scalpers, to win this thing.
Yeah.
They won't.
We have a question, audio question coming in. I don't know if you can answer this for us, but just go ahead here.
How do rock stars smell like?
What's the word?
Sandalwood?
Is that better than I do?
I generally don't go around sniffing rock stars.
Okay. Daniel said, I followed the band from 82 and have defended them to many hostile Irish people. Okay. Well, there you go. 5 acre ranch. We cover the ticket limits. 2 on the pre-sale, 4 in general sale. If you're in the Citibank one, that one's 4, right?
Yeah. So we can recap that. It's 2 in the U2.com pre-sale. The Citibank, I believe, is 4. And that shouldn't affect what you get on U2.com. But again, I'd be careful. I'd just get 2. If you're getting 2 U2.com, get 2 in the Citibank. You should be fine. Get 4 in that, and you might get a flag. It might hold up things slightly. It shouldn't. If the rules stayed, and you can do that, then you should be fine. But be sensible. And then this is the thing, I'm not 100% on, but I think you can buy up to 4 tickets per show, regardless of what you get in the pre-sale. I think that's
right. In the general sale, you mean, like?
The general sale,
yeah. Yeah.
So this, in theory, I think you can get 2, say, for Chicago in the U2.com pre-sale. You can get another 4 for Nashville in the Citibank, and then when the general sale comes round, in theory, you could get 4 for each of the shows. But again, we'll see how that works out.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up the official podcast portion of the show. Like we said, I think there'll be links in the show notes that you can find to much of the stuff we discussed. goodstuff.fm/ATU2/71 is what this episode is. But the main one, u2.com/profile, is where you want to go to verify that you're a verified fan and everything's set up and ready for tomorrow for the pre-sale stuff to go out. And then u2.com/tour is the place to go. Sorry, tours. u2.com/tours. I think actually maybe
both. Tour without the X.
Actually, both work, it looks like, because it forwarded me on. But anyways, either way, u2.com/tour. And to check that out, to make sure you're sort of ready to have that open in a browser, waiting with your phone fully charged, connected to the cell phone network. Make sure nobody turns on any microwaves or uses any of your cellular connections. Just maybe send a blanket in. Message out to the neighborhood saying, please avoid using your text, SMS messaging for the next hour or so until you have your pre-sale code in hand, and then make sure everybody's off the web so you can get your ticket ordered and purchased, and you should be off to the races. So thanks, Big Wave, for doing this, for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
And
thanks for the opportunity to kind of, you know, try to help things along a little bit. I'm sure people still have questions. If they still have more questions, come over to Zootopia, go into the @U2 forums. I've looked in there. People are asking questions. People are getting good answers back from customer services specifically for them. And, you know, like I say, this is a new, some of this is new. And in the, I think there's a few different things that might just relate to your account that you want to know about, and other people might have already answered. And we're around here for the next few days, mainly in Zootopia. We stick to that. And if you look on Twitter, @U2.com/ZooMods, I'll be monitoring that as well. But our priority is to look after the Zootopians in Zootopia. So right, that's where we'll find us from here on in till Thursday. And
awesome.
Best of luck, everyone. I hope you get what you want. And if, you know, if you don't, then
I'm sure you'll let us know.
Try again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, you'll let us know.
All right. Have fun, everybody. We'll talk to you on the next episode of the podcast. You can use hashtag AskAtU2 on Twitter to send in comments, questions for the next episode if you want to tell your, hopefully not a horror story, but whatever, in buying tickets, and maybe where you got tickets for or whatever you feel like telling us about your ticket buying experience. Use hashtag AskAtU2 in your tweets. Now that there's likely everybody has 280 characters, most people anyways, you got more room to fill in whatever you're telling us, and we'll take your comments into account for the next episode. Like I said, you can find the podcast at goodstuff.fm/ATU2/71, and ATU2.com is the website, all over the internet, everywhere else, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks for listening. Bye. Folks, I've got a few minutes. If there is any questions that I missed, or you want to throw in the chat, and you want to ask Big Wave here, John, we're happy to hang around for a couple more minutes. If we
I'm here for the duration, and
thanks.
I don't mind. It kind of helps me, you know. It helps me kind of like what the priorities are coming up, and if I've missed anything.
Yeah, what the?
I can always get an email off. Just to clarify anything that does come up, I think I'm going to have a good look after this for 2 or 3 hours, go through again from our point of view.
Daniel Tyrone keeps trying to divert us, asking, is the Pope a Catholic, which we won't talk about right now. Will the U2.com FAQ page come up today? Is there one that's
come up to,
like, beyond the, I'm not sure what, like U2.com/help, and then is there another FAQ page as well, or is that what?
When I said the FAQs, that is the FAQ page. It says at the top, U2.com FAQs. So they get updated all the time.
Yeah, this.
And I'm just looking to see if anything's been updated today.
I don't know if that's new as of anything, but like the question of why am I being asked to use Facebook Connect? I've been a fan for years.
Well, that's been around for ages, actually.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with verification. It's just another way to log in. And
no, I'm pretty sure that's been around for since before the IE tour. And before that, you could log into u2.com via your Facebook account, like you can many pages.
Yeah.
You know, and that hasn't changed. I think Facebook Connect used to be called something else when we started doing it. So that isn't tied to Verified Fan or anything.
Yeah.
It's just now what Facebook gets up to, I don't know. I'm not a big Facebook user.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have your information and Facebook can target you, advertise you, all sorts of YouTube things.
Yeah, that's how they work, isn't it, Facebook?
Tasula said, any idea when delivery of albums will happen following ticket purchase? I assume not before December 1st. I don't, as I read it, but they'll go out December 1st with the albums. I don't know if you have anything further to add. So if you get an album with the ticket purchase, right, in North America.
Right.
And so when and how, I'm assuming that's digital delivery. And
I think it is. I think it'll be as soon as the...
Yeah. I mean, something might sneak through, I guess, just because an intern hits the send button too soon or something like that. Those things happen. But...
well, yeah, indeed. Hopefully not. That's interesting, though. Sherry made some great points about that I wasn't aware of how the record industry kind of works now, how it's changed, and it kind of explains some of the reasoning behind the way this tool's been done. I don't know. She's shone a light on it, which is great, you know, because a lot of this is tea leaf reading,
right? Yeah.
When you don't know, we all do it, don't we? We read the tea leaves, and sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're on the right track, sometimes you're way off. That's you too. This is you too, isn't it?
You have to give them credit for not, like, they could have, you know, I'm sure it's some sort of like Verified Fan package is you bundle in the ticket thing that we're going through, but then also like the Taylor Swift stuff, where if you buy more stuff from them, you get more or better access, all that kind of stuff. And YouTube didn't go that route, which is probably why there's a few more headaches, because they're going with something that's a little bit more custom, maybe in terms of whatever software package to do all this, hook these all things together. Causing a bit more headache maybe, but is in our best interest, I think, in the long run. So Sherry said, for those buying GA tickets, will there still be credit card entry, or will everything have a physical ticket this time?
Well, we touched on that earlier, but the answer I got was all formats will be available. So I'm guessing if you wanted to do credit card entry and it's available in that city, you should be able to do it that way. But if you wanted a printed ticket, it sounded like you might be able to get a printed ticket also. But I think you could do that even on the last tour. You could, on Ticketmaster, you could get like a souvenir ticket, which was also your ticket. So I don't know. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, I mean, that isn't critical. I understand why Sherry's asking, but also it's not critical for right now. I know people coordinate travel, and you know, you have to make sure you have a credit card with you and all that kind of stuff, and buying with friends or whatever. So it is important, but it's not going to affect entry, getting the ticket now, obviously. But yeah, it'll be good to know. And that's maybe why they've chosen where they did for the starting of the tour, because any kinks can be worked out in a smaller center, a little less media.
Well, here's the thing that's just popped into my head. Maybe they're not letting us know to again discourage touting. So you know what I mean? And once the pre-sales are underway, we might not still know. We might not even know until all the tickets have been sold how we're going to deliver them.
Right.
I don't know. That's just me speculating. But I couldn't see anywhere. And when I asked, there was no specific answer that said it's going to be this format here, this format here. the answer I got was just all formats will be available.
So yeah.
Read into that.
If you had GA, sorry, just follow up. If you you couldn't resell your GA through Ticketmaster's resale platform, GA ticket swapping was after purchase. People may want to pay using a gift card instead of a credit card for ticketing. So you could buy like a MasterCard gift card, buy your tickets with that, that then goes, you give to the person.
That's right.
With ticket, et cetera. So if you're, that's where, again, it's in the probably minority of ticket buyers who are doing stuff like that, where you're trying to buy with someone or for someone or whatever, but definitely is a valid question and concern, because you don't want to be stuck after the fact with, oh, I have to actually give this person my credit card now in order to get into the venue.
That's true.
But
also that's like I don't know how they're going to do that this time, but also some fans complained that that was being abused by touts. They were buying prepaid credit cards and getting more than they should that way. So I guess hopefully this new system will be designed to stop that.
Yeah.
how that could be stopped and not allow a genuine fan to buy a prepaid credit card. I don't know. We'll
get it all out the edge.
I think, I heard that the Edge basically goes through and approves every single ticket sale this time is what they're doing. So so just as long, you're okay with how long it took songs of experience to come out, that's how long it'll take for your ticket to arrive, I think is the...
Did you watch the award last night from the MTV? Have you followed that?
I didn't watch I watched the video of it after, of the performance. I didn't see I'm mixing up the Trafalgar and the...
I think, well, one thing that I didn't know, but we all do now, Edge is in charge. Wow, nice one. Edge is the boss. I thought it was Larry.
I swapped owner hats a little while ago, I guess. Four Rings U2 said, hi guys, can I ask, I'm an experience priority now. If I pre-order Songs of Experience, will I have four tickets for European leg? I think we kind of like, there's no knowledge yet for Europe, so... and Songs of Experience, I think the European tickets, or they said something about how you don't get an album with European sales or something, tickets, or is that, maybe I'm mixing up my information.
It seems to be the opposite way in Europe, in that when you, if you buy an album, you get a pre-sale code, whereas in North America, you buy a ticket
and
get an album.
Yeah.
So again, because we don't know exactly how we're going to be doing things in Europe. I say we don't know. As a fan, we don't know how the ticketing is going to work or any of the dates. I've seen some rumours of where they're going to play and heard some interesting things. And, you know, I think... always stuff you don't expect.
Well, I think with any of it, like, I mean, Bono, even, you know, in the promotion for the album, has talked about this life altering experience that he had, health scare thing. So whatever that might have been, but just, I think a reminder for all of us too, that as you're let's say this was their last tour, I'm not saying Bono's dying tomorrow, you know, if this was their last tour and they happened to need to stop after North America for some reason, whatever it happens to be, just like Bono falling off the bike in New York or whatever before, are you going to regret saving a one GA or one presale code or whatever, hoping that there's a European leg or whatever? So do what you want to do. Try not to live with too much regret about a presale code, I guess.
Well, I think that's, yes, absolutely right.
Keep Bono off the bikes. Can we all agree to do that?
Well, he'll probably get a, I don't know, if people tell him that enough, he'll probably get a faster bike, you know. Yeah. I would. Nobody likes to be told what we do, but we want them safe, don't we? We don't want anything to happen to them, but you can't wrap them in cotton wool.
Yeah.
But around that, let me see if I can word this. Following up what you just said there, live in the moment. That's what you're saying, and we were talk. That's what the. It's a balance, isn't it? Like we're told, live in the moment, enjoy the shows, but also we encourage the social media, Instagram, share the thing. It's just getting the balance right.
Yeah.
I think we're on a slippery slope when, as a fan, you're telling another fan what to do or what not to do. That's not what any of us are about, is it? But we all want to have the best time for ourselves, but without kind of that imposing on other people. That's the way I see it. Most fans are the same. Like a family, we all kind of fall in, fall out with each other.
And yeah.
It's dysfunctional family. The U2 family.
The U2 Congress says, thanks for your information. I have to go back to work on my U2 fans. Yeah, me too. Daniel Wallace said, will the pre-sale for the Las Vegas show be through Ticketmaster's website or through AXS website? I don't know if that's maybe a specific for that venue.
I don't know the ins and outs of that, but I do know that, like, in the past, and some tickets aren't.
Max directly replied, I'll just update you here. Max replied saying, yeah. Las Vegas, follow the link you get via SMS. So that.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Max is right. So you'll get your code by SMS, but follow the link from u2.com. And that will, if it's a different, if it's not Ticketmaster, they'll still be using the Ticketmaster process to get you eligible for a code. But if it's ALS, is it? Did you say
AXS? I think is what he said. Yeah.
Okay. Or she said. The link will take you there. From the tours page. Should take you straight there.
All right. I need to go work on my YouTube funds as well, and Big Wave needs to go prepare for a long night of Q&A, I'm sure. So thank you, everybody, wherever you happen to be watching, Periscope, Twitch, YouTube. But Periscope, definitely very active on there. Twitch was active as well. So thank you, wherever you happen to be watching. Thanks again, John, Big Wave.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks to the YouTube team for letting me kind of hijack your channel.
No, it's fun.
In the spirit of Zoo TV.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a real Zoo TV moment.